Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. As promised, we said we would try to get back a second time this week.
So
we
bonus could, episode.
So we could get off a little all of me. And we almost didn't have it this morning. Computer wasn't working for me.
Somebody's the producer.
Yeah, the computer wasn't, me and the computer wasn't simpatico. Simpatico.
That's what I think of your computer right there, Brian.
Yeah. So,
that's what we get in your computer this morning. The people, y'all can't see it, but it's hilarious if you could. Yeah. Anyway.
So, we're here, and before we get started with the novel, your Lakers had a big win last night against the Rockets, too.
Indeed. As I was watching the highlights, I was like, okay, well, wait a minute. You know how YouTube got these 9-minute live? I don't know what that's about, but I was like, well, we losing by 19. Like, how did they win this game? But they found a way. LeBron showed flashes of him, his old self, with the thunderous dunk down the kind of left side of the lane. He took off. I was like, okay, he still got a little hops left in him. I like that they are actually working Ingram in the mid-range game and not got him out here trying to shoot threes. And I think that's where he needs to stay. Let Kuzma and Bullock shoot threes. Let him do his mid-range. LeBron facilitate. We still need a center. Because JaVale showed all them great flashes, and now it's gone. Thrill is gone away. So, we got one roster spot. I don't know if it's a center out there to be had, but we need to solidify that a big. The dude that we traded my guy Zubac for, he didn't even play. I'm like, why did we get rid of Zubac? Were you just trying to get rid of a roster spot and you just traded a 2-for-1 so you could open a spot?
Looks that way.
You couldn't find somebody else to trade besides Zubac? Anyway. I was proud of the team. If we got to trade somebody, I'll say trade Lonzo and find some nice, solid role player. I don't want to trade Kuzma. I'm starting to like Ingram, but I just don't want to trade Kuzma. And I would just like for us to pursue Kawhi or somebody really hard and get him and add to what we have instead of gutting the team. Because I don't think the Brown can stay healthy long enough to help us. Like, he has not been healthy his whole career. Am I wrong?
No.
In 7 years, he has not had a complete season where he has not been hurt. No, not just the ankle sprain. It's always something to have him out.
And in the last 2 or 3 years, it's been a lot of talk about him, you know, possibly taking that next step to being, you know, possibly the best player in the league if he could stay healthy. And that's always an asterisk on it because it seems like every time those talks intensify, excuse me.
We're going to have to cut that.
Yeah.
I need you to say that again.
It seems like every time them talks intensify as far as him possibly taking that next step, it seems like he always comes up with a, you know, an ankle, a
some
knee.
Some crazy injury, like allegedly he hurt his shoulder.
Shoulder, yes.
And that last, he tried to block the shot and knock somebody off. I'm like, how do you hurt your shoulder right there?
Yeah. So
I can't. So I would rather, I don't know how Kawhi been sitting out of games. I think he just been sitting out for rest purposes or whatever. But I would rather go after Kawhi or somebody and keep what we have, because I think we got good pieces. And if you're going to win it all, you need good pieces. You can't just have two superstars and some scrubs and think you're going to win. You need solid pieces. And I just don't trust Davis's health.
Yeah. And like you said, you don't want to gut your whole team for something that could possibly just go up in flames.
And fall apart. Look, yeah. Just like we was talking about Barrett's 50% failure rate. Mm-hmm. It's a 50% chance he gonna get hurt. Right now, the way he going, you got a 50% chance you gonna trade for him and he gonna get hurt and be out like 15 to 16 games. Because that's been the story of his life.
In other news, since the Oscars are coming up Sunday, I'm speaking it into existence here on the podcast.
Okay.
Yes. I'm speaking it now into existence. Black Panther gonna win Best Picture. I'm putting it out there. We'll see what happens when we come on Monday, if I'm correct. I'm putting
who
it out
they,
there now.
Who are they up against?
I don't know. But like I told you.
Look. We're not doing this. This not what we're gonna do. I don't know who they up against.
Green Book, Bohemian Rhapsody, A Star Is Born.
Okay, they are up again.
Yeah, it's a couple out there. Oh no, I'm just going off memory of the ones I. But yeah,
we got Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
What's the favorite? I don't know.
See, I'm telling you,
Black Panther, Black Klansman, Diane. Green Book. What is Vice?
That's about what was George W. Bush's vice president?
Cheney. I'll tell you Biden. What is his name?
Dick Cheney.
Cheney. A Star Is Born. Some people said they liked it.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Roma. Don't know about no. They ain't gonna win. Yeah.
Don't Star say that. Look, like I told
might
you,
be the only one that's going against it. So Black Panther could very well come home with.
They picking up a lot of steam. Quiet as kept. They picking up a lot of steam the last couple weeks. But like I told you off air, every year I try to predict, and every year some movie went at the either one I didn't like, one I didn't see, or three I didn't want to. You know, didn't even know what it was.
Like The Favorite.
Yes.
Who is did you see Bohemian Rhapsody? I don't even know what that's about.
No, but it's about the singing group Queen and their lead singer.
Okay. Well, good luck, Black Panther. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. Who up for like best actor and stuff? Or supporting actress or something.
I'm trying to think of some big names.
Anybody we care about?
Obviously, the movie.
Clearly not, because you ain't cheering for nobody.
Right. Oh, boy, they placed the main character, the main singer in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bradley Cooper is up for In Star Is Born. Christian Bale is up for Vice.
I forgot about him. I haven't seen Vice yet. I
somebody wanted... told me Vice was, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
This the list? Because ain't nobody up for Black Panther. I guess they haven't seen
No, nobody made it. And I think Infinity War is up for Best Visual Effects. I think they're up for that.
Raimi from Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think
Viggo Mortensen from Green Book. What was Green Book about?
That was Mahershala Ali. He's basically like a genius. And he strikes up a friendship with his white driver.
Oh, that might have been a good movie. I wanted to see that.
Me too. I haven't seen it yet, but I heard a lot of good things.
Okay. I wouldn't mind. I ain't even seen it. But if they won, I thought he...
I like him.
Yeah, I think he's a good actor.
By the time we get our movie together, maybe he'll be he'll probably be too expensive.
We ain't gonna be able to afford it.
but maybe he'll cut us a discount.
We ain't gonna be able to.
Because he definitely on the list.
Can you ever forgive me, Melissa McCarthy? What movie is she? She up for a Nami? I mean, Emmy.
Oscar.
Oscar. Sorry.
I haven't seen that, but I heard a lot of good things about it, because it's just different for her, because it's not like a straight comedy.
Right. That should be interesting. Yeah. Well, half of these movies I don't know, so as you can guess, I'll be asleep when the Oscars or whatever this goes down. So good luck, y'all people. Whatever.
I think the Oscars are going to do a better rating than people think this year. Just because people are like me, curious to see how they're going to do it without a host.
All they're going to do is, once the people see who won, a lot of stuff that they don't even show who won. Like, they don't get on camera. You win it, but you don't make to the...
Well, they're supposed to be cutting out a lot more this year, but that came with some backlash, so the producers are putting those back in now.
So you mean they ain't gonna have a host? What? How you have a show without a host? That makes no sense. Who gonna say and the winner is?
Oh no, they gonna have those people, but like the actual host of the show.
Well, who gonna bring out the people that's gonna say and the winner is?
I guess whoever.
Don't you need somebody to bring them out? The or they just gonna walk out on their own?
They just gonna have their little voiceover man.
Best actor, like what? You just come out on your own and tell them what you. I guess that's what they gonna have to do. Anyway, good luck. Y'all figure it out. I'll be asleep. If Brian bring it up again, I'm liable to forget it even happened. So that's how it goes.
Well, best believe if Black Panther wins, you're going to hear about it Monday.
You know, okay, thank you.
But if Black Panther don't win, we probably won't talk about it. So I'm here. I'm just putting it out there for you people. I'm just being honest.
If Panther don't win.
Oh, and speaking of sad, since last we were on the air, things in Chicago have
making a turn for the worse.
Man, they kept turning and turning and turning and turning, and now
it's just a turn for the worse.
They got that,
and I know he's not guilty yet, but this ain't look good.
Oh, I asked some friends of mine yesterday. When they, basically I said, what y'all think about it? And they said that quiet as kept. They started shaking their head 2 weeks ago when things started not adding up.
Well, a lot of people did, but this is the thing. I hope he don't go to jail. He should pay for the time spent that they had to put manpower into. But it's been plenty of people out here making false accusations. Like, it was some lady cop that said she was shot by or beat up by some black man. Then they found out she was lying. She didn't go to jail. I think she might have lost her job. She probably got another one. So I just hope he don't go to jail. If this is true, he has sent us back.
That's the biggest frustration I have with it. And the second one is more of a selfish nature. I don't even want to screw up the show. Because you know me, I like Empire. I'm been riding since day one. And I don't want nothing to happen to the show. So
what's going to happen to the show?
I'm just saying.
He's going to die like his brother, wife, and all them other people. He going to die, and we going to move on. And y'all going to keep going.
Well, somebody fixing to be revealed is... And everybody thinks it's Andre that's gonna die at the end of this season. So
well, now we can have a change for the better for Andre's character.
Yeah, Andre can make a whole comeback. Jamal could be
Andre can go to a rehab facility and get his life in order, and his brother can. Wasn't he drinking in one of these?
Yes, and I didn't know this. He has a drug problem in real life. That came to light.
Maybe this is part of this whole deal with his mental health. Now, this is clearly a mental health issue. Because something ain't right with you to come up with this craziness.
Well,
and go all in.
I was listening. I was listening to some TV shows talking about it the last couple of days, and I didn't realize this, but I kind of saw it from afar, but I just don't really pay attention to Twitter as hard like that. Mm-hmm. On his Twitter page, he has since Trump was elected, if he wasn't promoting empire, he was. It was always something anti-Trump. So I can see where somebody could get so upset and so frustrated with how, you know, if he's so against Trump like that he could, you know, make himself mentally unstable.
Because they trying to say that he wanted more money or something. I know justice is going to take his own time and they going to do whatever. I need somebody to answer some more questions. Like, what did you think was going to happen from this? Like, you have set back. Oh, Lord, I can't. I don't even want
to.
I'm so distraught that it's just looking more and more like, again, he ain't been found guilty, but it's looking more bad, and I can't.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the way they tried to orchestrate it, they really truthfully thought they wasn't going to get caught. They didn't factor in, you know, people in the community using their personal security cameras to help the police. And they didn't factor in the cab driver having a camera in his cab. And there's a lot of things they didn't think of. And they thought they had it all planned out.
And, if I was writing this into a story, I could do a better job.
No, I know. Yes.
And I can't. And they clearly didn't think about what if this Doug goes wrong and they find out. Like, you should go to the extremes on this kind of stuff. What? Because most people, like, if you decide you're going to rob a bank, you know the worst is either you can get killed or you're going to jail. Like, so they thought that through. I don't know that they thought to the extreme of what if this goes bad. Like, usually criminals know that, like, I'm going to jail if I get caught, or I could get shot if I'm robbing a bank or something. Like, I could die.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they thought to them extremes. Like that I can go to jail if I'm found, they find out that this is a hoax. Good luck, Jesse. I'm gonna pray for you because you need some prayer, because something ain't right in your head for you to just come up with this foolishness.
I mean, he got bailed out of jail, went straight to set yesterday and cried, and allegedly
he should have been crying,
went on and on about how he didn't do this, and he was very adamant. So maybe he
mentally is unstable.
Correct.
And we need to get him into a facility. Because he was sitting on there with Robin Roberts. I saw a little piece of that. If you go by that, you would think, yeah, something happened to him.
So
maybe something is mentally, like he is chemically imbalanced. Like that he really needs to go to a facility because he really thinks that this happened to him. And we've seen these movies where people, you remember, and it's one of my favorite movies, Beautiful Mind. Remember all that time of Beautiful Mind? Like, if you haven't seen that, I'm just going on to say, you know, all that time you thinking like, oh, this is so bad, what's happening? Then you just realize that's just going on in his head, and he's super paranoid. Right. Then he wind up winning a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yep, exactly.
So your mind can go like left like this. He needs to go into some kind of facility if this is the case. Because if he end up crying and saying he ain't do it like that, you saying something ain't right.
Yeah, I said a couple of days ago, I was talking to somebody and I told him, you know, I don't mean to be dismissive and it's going to sound like I'm not, but this is going to wind up the typical Hollywood ending where he, you know, avoids any kind of jail time by going and, you know, doing the rehab and just stuff like that. He's going to go do his little stint in rehab and come out. And I hope he gets the help he needs, because he definitely needs help.
Yeah, I don't think he needs more likely.
Yeah.
But he definitely needs to go to some kind of therapy, because something ain't right.
Speaking of craziness.
Oh, Lord.
It's time. It's time for us to get back.
I know y'all don't remember much, but we're going to Well, if you need to start popping in your mind as you listen.
Yes, if you need to pause, go back to last week when T gave you a little review. And also, for everyone that listens on YouTube, I'm going to do a playlist of each one of our All of Me segments and put them in order for you. So if you want to get caught up that way. And I have the timestamps on YouTube, so it's easy to just click on that little time. Go right to the All of Me time if you want to bypass all our other gibberish.
I don't think it's gibberish at all.
Well, all right. I had somebody else the other day said, y'all talk about anything besides sports? I said, oh, you must not listen past the first 5 minutes. Oh, okay.
All right, they get tired of sports and then don't listen much else.
So, anyway, here we are. Chapter 25.
Getting to know you. Christian had a long talk with God after finding out the news with Zoe. He made the decision to give up his life as an escort and would have to decide on a career at some point, but he could do that later. He was financially stable, and his not working until he found a job would not bring him into financial ruin. He might become more hands-on with the properties he owned around the Corinth area. He had property managers handling everything at the present time. By June, around the time of Olivia's birthday, Christian decided it was time to tell his family that he was going to be a father. He had been about to burst at the seams every time they asked him why he was in town so much late. He had said he was looking into buying some new properties, which was true, but had yet to inform them he was there to visit Zoe and the baby. Olivia was not big on large birthday parties, so Orlando had a small gathering over to celebrate his wife's birthday. Once everyone left, Christian called his parents in the living room and told them he needed to talk. Olivia sat on her corner of a couch, Orlando in his favorite chair. They wondered what Christian had up his sleeve. Okay, Mom, Pops, I don't know how to tell you guys this, but you're going to be grandparents. Christian smiled. Orlando looked at his son for a long second, waiting for him to say he was joking. He then looked at his wife. Happy birthday, Christian said. Oh, baby. Olivia was happy. She hugged her son. So when are we going to meet this young lady you're dating? Orlando asked. About that. We are not together, Christian said. Why? What happened? Olivia said. Long story, what matters is you are going to get the grandchild you always wanted, Christian said. Are you okay? Excuse me. Are you ready to be a father, son? As ready as I will ever be, Pops. You taught me well. Thank you, but I'm talking about your lifestyle. You cannot pop in and out of a child's life when it's convenient for you, Orlando said. He knew how much Christian traveled. I know that, Pops. I'll be around. How? When your job keeps you running around all the time, Orlando asked. Orlando, Olivia said. Baby, I'm just saying, we barely see him, which is fine, but this is a different story for a child. They need to have their father around, not running in and out of their lives. I know I missed a lot of things, but I tried to keep those things to a minimum. And we were married, so I was always coming home to you guys. If you and this woman are not together, Orlando felt himself about to preach. Congratulations, son. He stood and hugged his son, slapped him on the back. Olivia joined in the fun and could not wait to share the news with Anne and the rest of the family. The following day, Christian went out to have a talk with Francis to tell him about his new arrival. Man, get out of here, Francis said. I know, right? Christian said. Man, I thought you were smarter than that, Francis said. What? What are you talking about? Christian said. I thought you were using protection. I know you were smarter than that, Francis said. Chill. Zoe is the only woman I've ever been with without a hat, Christian said. Francis was sure that Christian was crazy about this woman now. He thought that Christian was smart enough to use protection. Congratulations, my brother, Francis said. Thanks, man. This is crazy. I cannot believe any of this. I know we're about to be fathers. Man, you got to get out of the business. Already done, my brother. I'm getting myself together. I've been in the wrong too long. Christian explained. Francis chuckled. So, What's up with you and Zoe? Francis wanted to know. Well, she has been really cool about this whole thing. I am meeting some of her family tomorrow. Good, good. I hope this all works out for you, Francis said. So, since you are looking for a job, I have a proposition for you. I'm all ears, Christian said. I bought the building I showed you at on University Ave. Cool. I need you to set everything in order for me, so when Tiff and I leave, we can hit the ground running. You interested? Francis asked. You playing? Christian teased. Francis said, you already know. Christian stuck out his hand and they shook on it. Man, Francis said, he was happy to have his friend on his team.
Chapter 26, Sensitivity. I need a man with. Zoe was nervous about Christian meeting her family, even though it was just her Aunt Gloria, her cousin Jasmine, and her husband Jefferson. It was still family, and they would be the barometer by which she measured how the rest of the family would accept Christian. She also knew if he made a good impression on her aunt and cousin, he would do well with Lisa, who was also itching to meet him. Aunt Gloria, would you like to help with anything? Would you like me to help with anything? Zoe asked. No, sweetie, thank you. You just sit yourself down and get you some rest, Gloria said. So, Z, guess who I ran into the other day? Jasmine said.
Who?
Ethan. He asked about you, Jasmine said. I guess he misses his well. Yeah, Zoe did not want to talk about Ethan. That bridge had burned. I heard him and his friend broke up, Jasmine went on. You can't do wrong and get by, Gloria said as she checked the cornbread. Amen, Jasmine said. The doorbell rang. Zoe felt anxious. It was probably Christian. Zoe heard Christian's voice and held her breath as she heard Jeff say, Z, your friend is here. Jeff invited the guy in, and it wasn't long before Zoe came around the corner. Christian smiled with his eyes when he saw her. I brought these for you. He handed Zoe a bouquet of flowers. Thanks, Zoe said. I brought this for your aunt. Christian spoke with the bottle of wine in his hand. They headed into the living room. Zoe introduced him to Jefferson and Jasmine. Jasmine could not believe how handsome Christian was. He was far better looking than Ethan on his best day. Gloria walked in the room. This is my Aunt Gloria, Zoe said. A pleasure to meet you, ma'am, Christian said. I see beauty runs in the family. Gloria smiled. Flattery will get you everywhere, she said. This is for you, Christian handed Gloria the wine. Thank you. I know you, Gloria said. Christian love. Zoe looked at her aunt. The woman knew a lot of people, but how would she know him? You are Bishop Love, son, Gloria continued. Yes, ma'am, Christian said. He had no idea who this woman was or how she knew him. I remember when you used to sing on the praise team, Gloria said. I see you from time to time at the church. Why don't you sing anymore? If I remember correctly, you have a beautiful voice. Thank you, Christian said. Christian knew immediately that she had to attend his father's church, or at least she had years ago. Zoe looked at Christian and was awed that he was the son of a preacher. She was also taken aback by the fact that her aunt seemed to know who he was. And what was this about singing? I have attended New Life for years. How did you meet my niece? I was fortunate enough to get an opportunity to spend some time with her after one of her plays, Christian told half-truths. Zoe was happy. He thought so quickly on his feet. She had dodged the question and changed the subject every time the subject came up. In minutes, the family sat at the dinner table eating. What do you do for a living? Gloria asked. I just started a new job recently. I'm helping to start an accounting business, Christian said. What did you do before that? Jasmine asked. I was an independent consultant, but God has blessed me with the opportunity to be closer to my baby, so I jumped at the chance, Christian said as he looked at Zoe. This was news to Zoe. And what was this, my baby thing? Maybe he was talking about their child. Great, Zoe, you are being awful quiet over there, Gloria said. Everything okay? Yes, ma'am. Just enjoying these greens, Zoe said. Yes, they are to live for, Christian said. And the macaroni and cheese is slamming. Thank you, Gloria said. Gloria smiled. So what do you do for a living? Christian asked Jeff, moving the conversation from himself. I'm a foreman at a construction site, Jeff said. Christian nodded. The conversation went smoothly from there. Zoe's family seemed to love Christian. Once dinner was over, Gloria brought out the banana pudding and they shared dessert. Once they were finished with dessert, they all moved to the living room. Jeff and Jasmine sat next to each other on the L-shaped couch. Gloria sat in her favorite chair and put her feet up on the ottoman, and Christian and Zoe sat beside each other on the short end of the L. He put his arm around her as if they were together. Christian hung out with the family for about an hour after dinner before thanking Gloria for her hospitality and headed for the door. Zoe walked him to his car. She really appreciated him acting as if they were together. She always liked his attentiveness to her. Thank you, Zoe said. Thank you for the invite, Christian said. No, thank you for being sweet, Zoe said. Zoe nodded. I should go, he said. I'll call you later. Christian slid into his car. So Ethan back, Lord Jesus, he back in the picture.
He gonna be making this. This next one, he done popped up at the house. Ain't nobody told him nothing. Well, maybe he have heard about a new person. You know how fast rumors be getting back to people.
Yes. So we reading or we stopping here?
Oh, we can stop unless you want Ethan to be the...
No, because I want
what happened to at the end of Ethan's?
They got their feet wet on. They know Ethan back in the picture, so they know he coming. So they'll be ready to go next week. When we see.
What they don't know Ethan back in the picture.
Well, Jasmine a little SHIT starter. I can already tell. What did you do?
How did you come up with that?
What did you do before that?
Why would you ask that if you just started a new job? So what did you do before? Like, that's a reasonable question.
And let me ask you this.
You know what he did, so you feel some kind of way because you feel like she...
Yes.
She don't know that. Like, a normal person be like, okay, I used to work at Ole Miss. You would be like, well, where did you work before that? Oh, I was at the YMCA or something. Whatever.
I got the perfect person to play this role when we make this movie. Christian, I got the perfect person. Have you seen? You ain't seen How to Get Away with Murder.
No, I don't watch that.
Okay. Well, Ron Flynn is a new character on the show. He plays Lord, I can't remember his name, Gabriel. But yeah, look up Ron Flynn. I think he'd be a perfect Christian love.
Well, he ain't got no images.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord. Rome might be all right. Can he act? I don't know if we can afford. Well, he ain't did that much.
No, he's fixing to blow up, though. Because he's
the guy that played Superfly.
He's doing Madea's Family Funeral. He's doing that movie.
Superfly. What's his name?
I can't think of his name. But anyway, we
don't have to get that process back down to a regular cut.
People,
but he looked like he might have been, like you would be like, oh, I'm not surprised. So that would be my, Trevor Jackson would be mine. But if we can't get Trevor,
that's
I ain't never seen this guy act, so I don't know.
No, he can act. I'll vouch for that because he plays his role well, and I think there's gonna be some
who
twists.
Who will be his parents?
You know, I try to put Loretta Devine and everything. So she could be
Gloria. But we can't afford her. But she definitely could be Gloria. I can hear her with that high pitched voice. I know you.
Who could be the pastor?
The window has closed, Carolyn.
If he was a little younger, I think he's a little too old now. But old boy from Lethal Weapon, the movies, Danny Glover, he could be a...
Brian, can you see good?
What?
Who is the? If he a man, it's likely that the son gonna look like him. Both of these people that we pick are not brown, dark to brown skin.
This movie.
And he's not even that attractive. We cannot have him being a daddy. Unless the mama gonna be just outstandingly gorgeous, and we just assume that the kid look like the mama. And have you seen him lately?
Yes, we can make the mama light skin.
Danny has been. He looked too old.
I'm saying not now, but I'm saying a younger Danny.
But we talking about now, because Danny ain't younger no more.
Yeah. not exactly Roots Danny. I'm talking about maybe in between Roots and now.
He not, that ain't him now. And that won't be him in the next 5 years if this was, we was really considering it. He might not, He can be somebody's granddaddy.
Yes. Well, people, that's going to be a wrap on our reading today. We left y'all with a little taste, and I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to see what happens next. But
it's something great is about to happen, of course.
Can't wait.
Just wait for it.
Well, anyway, if people keep speaking into existence, Black Panther for Best Picture, Black Panther, just keep. Throwing it out there.
Brian can't even say it twice back to back, so people just go ahead and say it one time.
If everybody says it one time, that'd be enough.
One time. Put it up in the atmosphere. Go Black Panther, go.
Even though we're a lot lighter since Thanos snapped half of us out of here.
Man, I can't. I still haven't watched that. I usually watch those a couple of times. I still haven't been able to pull myself together enough to watch that movie again. Because I just feel some kind of way, knowing he about to kill people that I like.
Oh, you should have seen me the first, because I went into it with no spoilers. And the first time I saw it in the theater, and Spider-Man, all of them was hitting me. But when Spider-Man, he played that part so good.
And he said, I don't want to die.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you, Cornbread. Cornbread told me he didn't tell me what was going to happen, but he kind of gave me a buffer, so I wasn't like totally shocked.
Well, just like I needed him with the Book of Eli, I needed him to tell me.
Because the Book of Eli, but he didn't. He didn't tell you, remember?
He told you, and you didn't tell me.
And you sat there and was like, this is terrible, and I was like, just wait for it. Like, I just kept sitting over there, I was like, just wait till the end, just wait till the end. And knowing all the time that I would have been just like you, sitting in that theater, like, this is straight garbage. And then when you find out that this man is blind the whole movie,
it changed the whole movie for me. I'm talking about, because you know I was sitting there dogging it. And then when you told me, and it changed everything.
Just because it's just like, you just like, I wouldn't have said, like, I would have been like, we not finna do this. So I was thankful that he told me, because I was just like, and I didn't know what was going to happen, but as I was watching it, I was so grateful to know going in that he couldn't see. Because I was just like, And the whole time I'm thinking, this movie would be garbage if you don't know he blind. Like, knowing that everybody in the theater don't know that. Like, this is awful. And then when you find out he blind, you're going to be like, wow.
It's one of the moments that you just sit up in your chair like, wait a minute. This make everything come into a different light.
Right. This makes everything better.
Anyway, as always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with...
T. team. Lord help Black Panther win Oscar Davis.
This has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian Nikkei and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.